clabbered milk.
You ever had any of that?
Sure.
He just drank it straight?
Sure.
What else can you do?
Well, that's very good for drinking with cornbread. It's very good for cooking buttermilk biscuits instead of sweetmeat biscuits.
Mm-hmm. What about this white stuff that people who are on diets eat, you know, a lot of?
Cottage cheese?
You make that out of clabber?
Yes, I think that's what it's made of.
Okay. All right, this phrase, if you have some milk and you want to get the impurities out, so you do what with the milk?
Pasteurizing.
Or if it's not that complex a process, if you just pour it through a wire mesh, you say you just
strain it.
Okay, you say you
strain the milk.
Okay. All right. This is a dessert that's cooked in a deep dish. Might have a crust on top.
Cobbler.
Okay. What kinds can you have?
Apple, peach. I guess pineapple or whatever kinds of fruits you can get.
Pineapple kind?
I guess you can.
Hey, right. What do you like best?
I usually like peach cobbler.
But can you make it out of blackberries?
Yeah, you can make it out of blackberries. You can make it out of blueberries. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had apple cobbler and blueberry cobbler the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the cookout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This word, if somebody has a good appetite, you say, oh, so-and-so sure can't put away the
food.
Yeah. If you eat something between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
Alright. And this verb, you say you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and you breakfast.
And you eat breakfast.
I got up and I, in a hurry.
Ate breakfast.
Okay, I've already
eaten breakfast.
If you're thirsty, you'll probably go to the sink and pour yourself a what?
A glass of water.
Alright, and if you drop the glass, it's going to
break.
Yeah, I dropped it in it.
Broke.
Every time I've done that, it's...
And it broke.
Okay. Or it has.
Broken.
Okay. If you're very thirsty, a person might ask you, well, how much water do you...
drink.
Say, well, an hour ago I...
drank.
Three glasses or so, and I had a lot today.
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot of water.
Okay. You have some friends over for a meal, and they're all standing around the table, mm-hmm. and you don't want them to keep standing, so we'll just go ahead and...
have a seat.
Okay. And so they, you said they went ahead and down.
So they went ahead and sat down.
Okay. They had already
sat down
when I came in. But another person was still standing. You told him, well, why won't you
sit down?
Okay. Say if you're at the table and you don't want somebody to wait until something's passed to them, you might tell them, well, just go ahead
and get it.
Or
get it. Help yourself?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if somebody passed you something at a meal and there was just no way you were going to eat any of that stuff? What might you say?
I wouldn't care for any of that.
Does it make a difference how you would say that depending on the situation, like if you were at home with your family or maybe you were at a luncheon?
Yes. It would. If you were at home. Maybe you might say that you didn't like it, and I said, well, you should eat some anyway.
What about food that's been heated and served a second time? You say it's...
leftovers.
Okay. In other words, the food has been...
reheated.
Right. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to...
chew.
You ever heard of any kind of food that you make simply by taking cornmeal and boiling it?
Yeah, we call it the gruel.
Okay, any other name that's for something similar to that?
Broth.
Okay. Does that have cornmeal in it?
No, no. I guess it would. That, I think the other word might be mush, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of kush?
Yes, I've heard the word kush. I really don't know. I don't think I've ever had any.
Just heard it.